This is the KISS FM Community Council.
The presentation of the Public Affairs Department of 102.7 KISS FM Los Angeles.
And we are back on the Community Council. My name's Jesse Lozano. I'm the one grinding through, talking to all these great organizations out here, learning a ton about saving the world, raising some awareness, right? It doesn't matter what we're talking about. We're always talking about those good people out there that are truly making a difference. Live in studio with me right now, I want to welcome our next guest representing Project New Hope. I want to welcome Bridget into the studio. How are you, Bridget?
Great. And yourself?
I'm fantastic. Thanks for coming to the show.
Well, thanks for having us.
Okay, so you guys, welcome to the show. The best part about this show is telling you before it started that we get some cool freedom to really talk about great things going on in this town, or, you know, sad things going on in this town that some good people are out there trying to help with. And by getting them on the radio, maybe we can really get some help. What category would you say you guys fall under? Project New Hope. Why don't you just tell me what you guys are all about? I guess the best way to ask it is, what's the mission?
Well, our mission is to provide permanent supportive housing and transitional housing with support services to homeless or previously homeless families with HIV/AIDS.
Wow.
Individuals, sorry.
Interesting. So that just seems like a ton of just speed bumps and roadblocks and all kinds of things that, you know, you're just really digging into there to write an interesting situation. A person that's got all of that going on is really, you know, I'm sure in a lot of people's eyes, counted out.
I think that here in Los Angeles, we all lost sight of the fact that we still have HIV in our neighborhoods. And I think that the fact that we have up to, like, I think it's 48,000 homeless people out on the streets
right.
on any given night is sort of swept under the rug, and the sexy issues are Africa or Katrina or, you know, all the big emerging emergencies. I'm not downplaying them, but I think that if you live in this great city, you ought to take a look at what's in your neighborhood and start taking care of that mess.
Well, I guess the next question is, how are you guys doing that?
Well, we, Project New Hope is actually an agency that's combined from two different ones. So in 1987, a couple of gay men saw their friends pass away from AIDS. And at that point, really, once you got diagnosed with the disease, you had about a 28-day life expectancy.
Oh, really?
Hospitals wouldn't let your families in, wouldn't let your friends in. It was all still
kind of new and
really
it
new
seemed like
and
the movie
scary.
Outbreak, you know,
kind
everyone's
of,
right.
Yes.
Right.
And so these guys wanted to take care of their friends. So they opened a hospice in Long Beach. Called the Padua House, and that started the homestead contingency. They opened one in Pioneer Home in the Valley, followed by the Francola House, our house in Los Angeles, and then we have two in Lawndale. And we flew, so I'm saying we because I started working there in 1991.
Sure.
And so we kind of flew solo for till about 2000, and at that time we merged with another agency called Project New Hope, and that agency was formed by a retired school administrator whose partner passed away from HIV. And in those days, you saw slowly the meds start to come online.
Right, right.
People lived a little bit longer.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of them were really depressed and just shut themselves into the house. And since his thing was based on education, he actually started out with a computer learning center. I mean, computers were new too, so
sure.
It was kind of like, let's get these people out and socializing. And
so a computer learning center strictly for people that are diagnosed with HIV.
Correct.
Gotcha.
Yes. And that was the beginning of Project New Hope. And when we merged in 2000, so, going back a little bit, and their executive director at that time had a degree in urban planning, so he was interested in developing housing.
Sure.
And so we started out with a fantastic building down in Santa Monica. If you're ever down at the Santa Monica Pier,
right.
And you look over to your right on Appian Way, that building that's sort of okra and yellow
mm-hmm.
is ours. It's right behind that seafood restaurant that's there.
Gotcha.
And people that are living in our buildings pay 30% of their income. So it doesn't matter what their income is. I mean, they need to be low income.
Of course.
But 30% of their income and the rest is picked up by subsidies.
Wow. Okay. So, I mean, you know, when you say income, what kind of jobs do they actually have at that point?
A lot of people don't have any jobs.
Sure.
You know,
so income could be like, you know, things that they're getting from the government or
right.
old pensions or, you know, military,
yeah,
all that kind of stuff.
You're not looking at, yeah. Back in the heyday of when people were diagnosed, you had a lot of people that had jobs in careers, and those people didn't survive because the meds came too late for them. The clients that we see, and Leah's a licensed clinical social worker, he can speak a lot more to what our clients look like nowadays.
Sure.
But many don't have jobs, never had jobs, and won't be able to have jobs because of mental health issues, substance abuse issues, chronic homelessness, not being
right.
So, from this country.
So then, Lee, let's talk about that then, I guess. Welcome to the show.
Sure.
She says a lot of things, you know, alcoholism and homelessness and all that stuff. It seems like those are all, in a weird way, reactions to what they've been diagnosed with, to what their kind of grim outlook has been with having, testing positive for HIV. Does that sound right?
Some are reactions. Some are really long-term substance use issues, which
sure.
really help them to resolve. Mental health challenges. I mean, they come really multi-layered with a lot of things that we work on. So we have a social work team that works with them on addressing all those challenges so they can be a success if they are able to physically be healthy enough to move on for independent living.
So are a lot of them pleasantly surprised to know that there's stuff for them to do out there and that they can actually get out and make it happen?
Yeah, I mean, it's exciting. I mean, there's a shortage of permanent housing for them, so
sure.
the wait list is quite long. But
sure.
They do get out. We do have them enroll in either, even to be a volunteer,
right.
just something to get up and out of the facility so they can create some skills for themselves.
Very interesting. Now, how do you guys handle the medication part of it? Because now in 2011, we're at a point where, you know, I don't know specifically how we sit right now with the meds and stuff like that that are available. But I think we're in a pretty positive spot right now and moving into an even more positive one. Am I right?
Yeah. The meds are prolonging life almost to normal life expectancy at this point if you're diagnosed and treated early enough.
Sure.
A lot of people are still falling out of the system or never get enrolled in the system because they deny their own vulnerability to their lifestyle is not
sure.
conducive to healthy
of course,
living.
Of course.
We are in a unique position because we have people that that can also live in our group homes. So I don't want to discount the fact that we still have people dying from HIV. I mean, we just lost another client. Was it last week?
We usually have about one or two a year
mm-hmm.
that receive hospice care in our facilities. Yes.
Sure.
Right. And
sure.
that's the group homes. So mm-hmm. we kept the group homes, and a lot of people get a start in the group homes. The good thing about those are that you don't have to pay to live there.
Mm, that's
so
good.
These are 100% funded.
Right.
That's good and that's bad. I mean, sometimes you have clients in there that don't want to move because why would they?
Right. If of they course, move, they don't have to pay rent.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Else.
So you have to yeah. find a good balance between taking people by the hand, leading them down the path, and then at some point you have to stop leading and let people live their own lives. And
sure.
I think that's a hard philosophy.
Yeah, sure.
You know,
it's tough for a lot of these people who probably don't think that they have a whole lot to live for anyways because, well, they already know what their outlook is, so what the heck? Well, very interesting. It seems like some tough work. You must meet some very interesting people that you become very close to.
We're going to write a book.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, and it must be, you must feel like you're in full-time cheer-em-up mode, you know, like you're full, you must feel like you're around a bunch of people that could use a little cheering up every once in a while.
It's true, but then when they smile back at you, then they cheered you up. So
sure,
really,
then you're kind of like, it works both
yeah,
ways.
It really does. It really
well,
does.
I love it. What a tough gig, and that's why you're on the show, because we'd love to get you help, because you're the ones out there working hard, taking care of the people out there that really kind of need a voice and don't realize that they have so much ahead of them. And yes, I'm talking about a lot of people that have been diagnosed with HIV. Now, why don't you guys give us your information, your websites and all that stuff, and how can people help you? The best part about this show is people can, you know, all over L.A. do lots of things. They can donate equipment to an organization that needs it. They can donate cash to an organization that accepts monetary donations. A lot of people like to volunteer. What can people do here in Los Angeles to help what you guys have going on over at Project New Hope?
Well, first, let me give you the information for us. People can log on to www.projectnewhope.org. It's a pretty updated website with some interesting stuff on it. Or they can call our offices at 213-250-9431. 8-1, sorry, 9-4-8-1.
Okay. Yeah, it's all good.
And we don't have special events anymore because they...
Those are expensive.
They're expensive and they use up a lot of time. And because of the budget cuts, we really had to scale back in our employment department. I mean, for ourselves. So we do a lot of stuff just to stay above water at this point.
Sure.
You know, people always think that we'll write our foundation grants. Foundations don't have the money they used to have, and they're getting bombarded with inquiries. And so what we concentrate on now is to have people come and support us during the AIDS walk.
Gotcha.
That's brought to LA for the last 30 years, I think.
Yeah, yeah, that's a big event. We talk about that one every single year. So people can what? They can basically walk in honor of you guys and represent
they
you guys.
They can walk with our team.
Team Project New Hope.
Yes.
Oh, gotcha, gotcha. Mm-hmm. Okay, gotcha. Great. Yeah, okay. I got you. Did you, you gave me all the details, right?
I hope so. They can log on to our website and join Project New Hope through the website.
Okay. You know what we'll do, too, is we'll do a little blog feature for you guys, too, on our website. We'll put all your guys' information up. And so if there's some stuff that people missed, they can grab it there. And I'm sure a lot of you guys are driving in the car right now anyway, so you probably can't write down the info. So whatever radio station's website that you're listening to the Community Council on right now, go to that station's website, type in the keyword section, council, and that'll get you to our page. And you can find out everything you need to know about Project New Hope and how you can help. I want to thank Lee and Bridget for coming in today. Hang on to the phone number, guys. Come back in another year or so, and we'll remind everybody about the hard work you guys are putting in out there, and we'll try to get you some more love, okay?
Thank
That's
you.
That's great.
Pleasure to meet you guys. We'll talk soon.